For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Questions of a payment by President Trump's lawyer to an adult film star had nothing to do with the presidential campaign, according to Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway.
This was a private matter, had nothing to do with campaign funds, that there is an NDA in full force in effect. He believes that Ms. Daniels and her lawyer have violated. That may go to arbitration. He also repeats that this is a false claim. And he also says that Michael Cohen had basically discretion authority to use funds that had nothing to do with the campaign.
Conway appears on CBS's Face the Nation. The number of homes destroyed by lava oozing from cracks in Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has climbed to 9. More than 1,700 people have been evacuated. 2 new volcanic fissures have opened up near the community of Leilani Estates on the Big Island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Pro-life forces are waiting to see if a tough new law will survive. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
There's a new law in Iowa that effectively bans all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, making it the most restrictive abortion law in the nation. It prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, and that is usually about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Iowa Planned Parenthood is vowing to file a lawsuit against the governor for signing it into law. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president's nominee to head up the CIA has reportedly launched a behind-the-scenes effort to soften her image ahead of what could be a very contentious confirmation hearing this week. In private meetings with members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Gina Haspel is reportedly saying she would fight any effort to revive the brutal detention and interrogation program launched after the 9/11 terror attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A man's lifelong love of a fast food item has earned him a distinction that may never be matched, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
For Don Gorski of Madison, Wisconsin, it all began in the early 1970s when this commercial, like the sandwich it's heralding, was new.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Now, over 4 decades later, Gorski holds the Guinness World Record for the most Big Macs consumed. On Friday, he ate his 30,000th Big Mac at the same McDonald's location in Madison where he first tried the sandwich. Gorski was in the movie Super Size Me, where he said about 90% of his diet is Big Macs. He also proposed to his wife in the parking lot of his local McDonald's. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Protesters in California created their own protesters for blocking traffic. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
People protesting the fatal police shooting of an unarmed man by Sacramento police in March blocked traffic in front of California's state fairgrounds yesterday, leading some drivers to confront the protesters.
I'm hostage. That's not right. And if I run somebody down like some damn crazy folks in these other southern states, then I'd be liable.
Linda Dobson was driving through the area and says she supports Black Lives Matter, but was frustrated with protesters blocking traffic. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.